Oh, what do we have here, folks? It's your boy Coach from that Soul Sacramento podcast, reporting live during this coronavirus pandemic, man. Hey, today we got a crazy one, because we got a song by two of the bands and that boy Filthy Rich called LaToya Luckett. Now, they're not from Sacramento, but the reason why we portray this song in the podcast is because of the politics that's involving this song. Filthy is going jab for jab. He jabbed back with Mozzarella fella, man. The one and only Mozzie, the fella, man. And this song is epic, you feel me? Because they've been going back and forth for a while over some politics and some drama. But Filthy really unleashed on this one. He let it go. He kept it so 100 with Mozzie. And it's great to see these two juggernauts go back and forth. But again, the reason why we included this one in the Soul Sacramento podcast is because it is involving one of the NorCal's finest, Mozzie. But we're going to break down the song just like we did all the other songs, because this lyrical content is pretty good. So like I mentioned before, I'm going to break down some of the terms for the novices and for some of the dorks, so we could all be on the same page, so we can all come together, you feel me? But this to the bands, though, it nice, though, you feel me? One second, though. Alright, one thing that you notice a lot in this song, if you watch the video, is that they throw up Sim. It's almost identical to Hell Gang, but it's just got the thumb and the pinky. So, in this gang culture, a lot of times, when they say fucking op, they put up the middle finger with the other people's gang sign. So, in the start of this, you do see a lot of fuck Hell Gang, which is the Mozzie's gang, to the bands, and Filthy. They saying a lot of fuck Hell Gang, you feel me? Because it's spunky right now. But I think To The Bands is one of the little proteges for the FOD team, you feel me? They're from Oakland. You can tell they're from the town. Nickel and Dime, 510. But they out here trying to make a name. I ain't gonna lie, To The Bands raps kind of offbeat, kind of like Blueface, but he nice, though. I think with a little more, you know, more years on his belt, he gonna get nicer, though. But Filthy Rich is the big dog in the Viz video. He comes through at the end, and we're going to focus on his part, because that's where all the politics start. And he comes gutter gas. God, that boy, Filthy don't play. And like always, Filthy dripping. He drip, man. He got a lot of jewels, man. He always rocking about 500K of jewels on his personal, you feel me? But he said, he said, put a rollie on, you feel me? Because Filthy been getting money, man. And so he talking about putting the rollie on. He said when Maine come home, Maine's one of his partners that's locked up. He said when he come home, we gonna throw it on him too. So you know Filthy don't play. Let's see. He also shows a lot of the FOD jewels on the screen, man. He got drippy Mundo things. Oh wee. His shit be a light show. On everything, this is a light show at the night, man. Cause this real VS1s, SS1s, you feel me? Real clarity in these diamonds. Let's see though. He said. Listen. Oh. Alright, Berber said, if they got me snitching, show the paperwork. As y'all know, with the 6ix9ine drama unfolding, snitching is not cool. Like, if you a regular Samaritan and you ain't part of this gang culture, you don't do no illegal activities, no underworld shit, then I ain't gonna lie, it's okay to probably sing, to probably talk, because you're not part of that underworld. But if you don't not necessarily be in a gang, if you do anything illegal for a profit or, you know, gangbang, then you gotta go by the old rules, like my boy Stunner Rick says, man. You gotta go by the code. And the code is, you feel me, plead the fifth. You don't see nothing, you don't know nothing, man. You get pulled over, man. you feel me? You wanted some game, here a little game. You get pulled over, you know a guy that knows a guy, you feel me? That's all you need to say. And actually, that's saying a little too much. You don't gotta say anything to these dudes, you feel me? They gonna try to interrogate you, trying to make you feel like you're gonna be doing numbers. But honestly, the cops don't do their work, man. Most of these cities do it for them. So just a little tidbit, a little free game for all y'all in NorCal and the rest of the nation. You don't gotta snitch, man. Don't say nothing, you feel me? You know nothing, you feel me? And it's okay, though, you feel me? Don't fold, just stand up for yourself, man. But anyways, let's go back to the song. And then I let it drop, three fingers wide open, Oh. He said, fuck you and your big homie, run and go get him. And you know that's a direct shot to Mozzie. Now, ironically, Mozzie's big homie Snubs, Snubzilla, top ranking member of the Zilla gang, Ridezilla, actually Underworldzilla, just got released from the pen a couple weeks ago. So, filthy jaw-jacking saying, ain't nobody in your squad killers, but I ain't gonna lie, Snub, he a real one. Like I said, I'm connected to the streets, man. I'm not in the gang, I'm neutral, but I mean, I mix and mingle in. And Snubs, from the encounters I've had with him, he not one to play with, man. You go to his songs on YouTube, Snubs, he really out there. So he a beast. He ain't afraid to catch a body. So Filthy might want to, you feel me, be a little step back, because you don't want to you don't want to enrage a lion, you feel me. But that was, again, that's really just talking about, he's saying nobody in Mozzie's team is a killer. Let's see, he said, oh, he said, the whole time I known you, you ain't dropped the body. Because as y'all know, Mozzie, nothing to take away from Mozzie's lyricism. He brought the West back. But the one thing that people do say a lot, and I ain't going to lie, he does kind of need to stop too. He says he dropping bodies and bodies and bodies. Bruh didn't drop the body in every song. Like Mozzie, is Mozzie Adolf Hitler? Because come on, man. He make it sound like he dropping so many damn bodies. And as we all know, they can use your songs in the judicial system against you. So I think it's entertainment. I don't know if Mozzie's ever dropped a body. Some of my close people have mentioned that he hasn't. But again, they could be hating. But you guys, you know, real killers ain't going to speak on that. But that's what Philly talking about right there. And let's see, 1 second. Oh, he said, I don't sell dope no more, but I'm still lead slanging. Oh, you know what that means. Philly used to be a street pharmacist, a pusher, as we may call it. He's just saying that he don't do that no more because he's a rapper, but he's still a lead pusher, which means he brings that iron. Like Ryan Melly says, he slang that iron, that you feel me, that 4-5, that Trey Pound, that Glock, that XD Glizzy, that Yeeky, that personal firearm, that body snatcher, sweet sweeper, man, whatever you want to call it, man. Filthy. Now, funny thing though, I ain't never seen no guns in Filthy's video either, but I think he might be on probation, you feel me? But it's like, bruh, I ain't seen no 30 thick, you feel me, no extend, no thing. I ain't seen nothing on his personal, but hey, he might have it, you feel me? I don't think he gonna be caught lacking even the ESO, man, you feel me? Big 5'9", Big Felipe, but you feel me? So that's to be, you feel me? I don't know, but let's get back to the song, fellas. Oh, he said, I ain't gonna speak on Perk out of respect for Ricky. Now let me break this down for all the Theodorics and all the, you feel me, the novices, man. All right, Perk. R.I.P. Perkzilla, man. He was a real goon-body dude for the P. This is all public information, but I know a little bit more than the average dude. But he got killed in a friendly fire probably like 10 years ago. He was, and it was a big loss because he was one of them real ride or die, feel me, Perkzilla, you feel me? He was one of them top-ranking Zilla dudes. And the Zilla, as we know, Zilla's a gang. They running the California prison systems, man. They doing numbers, man. So, Perkzilla, he said, I ain't going to mention Perk. I respect for Ricky. Ricky, Stunner Rick, Maserati Ricky, was a really good friend of Perk's. They was besties, best friends, you feel me? Excuse me. And Filthy and Maserati do some songs together, so out of respect, he wasn't going to bring him up, even though Mozzie bring up all the Filthy's dead homies. But so I respect that. And, you know, Filthy don't want to cut them gang ties anyways. As y'all know, Ricky, which is Stunner Rick, he got a wet-ass chain that's Drippy Mundo that say Zilla. And then it say 33rd Perk, man, which is clean. That's you know, to pay homage to Perkzilla, man. One of the real founders of one of them real forefathers of the Zilla Click Entertainment, man. So that's just a little background on that. And then let's dig in. Oh, he said Zilla Zoe. Baby mom ain't seen a penny. Oh, we folks. Now, that's ugly because just a little background information on that. Zilla Zoe was Mozzie's co-star in the music video The Truth, which is one of Mozzie's first videos. 24 hours after that video was posted, shots was fired. Click Clack Gangs was out in effect and Perk was smoked. And Mozzie felt, you know, he felt like it was his fault because he made this song The Truth, dissing out all these rappers all through SAC. And it started like an outrage and then Zoe got hit. So Mozzie felt bad. Now, I don't know if Filthy just saying this just to jaw jack, just to start beef. I don't know if it's true because I don't even know how Filthy would know Zilla Zoe's baby mama, but he said she ain't seen a penny. Mozzie, you know, Mozzie touching M's right now. M's for all your knowledges and millions. And if he ain't those little Zoe's baby mom, you feel me, a nice little ticket or things, that's kind of fucked up. Because, again, you know, we can't bring him back. And he always shouts him out in all his songs, Zilla Zoe. But damn, Filthy, like I said, Filthy is going in on this song. He has no brakes, all gas. He going in on all the Sacramento legends, man. And again, I'm a fan of the hip hop, man. You know, hip hop, you know, battle rap, that's one of the origins of the hip hop. So I can't be mad at this, but it's never good to, you know, to mention the dead because that's going to make people get hot, irate. But hey, I ain't mad at Filthy because he just responded. Mozzie been going in on Filthy's dead homies. Fetty, man, just going in. And I feel Filthy. Filthy just, you know, you can't keep doing that to a real one like Filthy, though. So let's get back to the song. Oh. He said, you didn't go to D-Ray's funeral, you dead wrong. I think in Mozzie's song, Boys to Men, he mentioned that he didn't go to that funeral. D-Ray was another P legend that got killed in the P itself. I think it was some gang shit. I think it was politics, but I guess Mozzie was too busy to attend the funeral, which is kind of sad because Mozzie got all the chaloops and he didn't go to the funeral, so Filthy mentioned that. And then Filthy just mentioned in this bar, you keep speaking on Dre Fetty, I'm going to send you up to him. Now, Dre Fetty's one of Filthy's boys that he lost in the streets too. And in one of the gang wars that Filthy was on when he was a skinny Filthy, he got that tattoo of Dre Fetty on his back. And Mozzie did say something about Dre Fetty. So Filthy said he gonna send you up to him if you speaking on him, which pretty much means he gonna catch a body. You feel me? He gonna, you know, he gonna put Mozzie down to sleep because he's speaking on his dead homie. So that's what that goes. And then 1 second, let's see. He said Empire Christmas Party, I was dying to meet him. Now Filthy already met Mozzie, he didn't know each other, but that's a cool little line. I like the catchiness of it. He's saying like he didn't show up to the Empire Christmas Party because they both signed to Empire, which is a music label in NorCal, one of the biggest labels, one of the most biggest independent labels out here, because Filthy signed to it, Prezi signed to it, damn near everybody signed to Empire. Like they got Squadron, you feel me? Mozzie signed to it. I think Mess was too. Oh, and then I remember at the beginning of the song, he said, you man, I'm doing songs with all your ops. And ops is the opposition, is the opposites. It's like yo opposite gangs. And that was Filthy just clarifying, cause Filthy and Lavish D CML, which is one of Mozzie's arch nemesis, they clicked up. And they clicked up after Mozzie clicked up with Mess. So Filthy was just sounding a song with your op, which is Lab, you feel me? And they booming right now. Two Head Honchos booming, but that's all that was about, you feel me? But let's get back to the sizzong. Oh, Filthy said, ask, you know, about me, the last op I dropped, because, you know what I mean? I don't know Filthy personally. Like I said, I'm from Sacramento, NorCal, 916, you feel me? The sixth god. So I know a lot of these I know a lot of Sac rappers. Some of them I know personally. Some of them I know just from, you know, mixing and mingling. So, Filthy, I can't speak on if he got bodies, but I know that he is from ESO. So, he's from the gangland. He's a big 5'9". And I know that he's cool with a lot of gangsters and, like, the Case Gang niggas, which is another gang in Oakland. I know we so Sacramento, but we can, you know, go over these little NorCal territories. He's cool with some Case Gang niggas, and them niggas don't play. Oh, my mama. The Case niggas, Baby Case nigga, Boss Land, that nigga Zayel nigga, D&I Mike, bruh. Them niggas do not play, bruh. Like, on everything, oh my goodness, like, hey, just Google Case Gang, nigga, Oakland, and see what y'all see, nigga. They catch bodies on bodies, nigga. They got no respect for human life, man. They out there blapping, blamatory, man, you feel me? So, since Filthy is connected with them niggas, I might give that nigga the pass and say that Filthy's catching bodies. Again, I don't know, but that's what Filthy was referring to, you feel me? Young Filthy, the 5'9", Gizzard, Sim God. But let's see what's up. The song's almost over, but let's see what it ends with. 1 second, folks. Oh. He said you wasn't running sucker downs. You was running with him. Oh. Hey, and Filthy sporting that Gucci gang. No little pump. But, and then he ends it with the, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, he has the middle finger with the Hell Gang right above it, which is the, like an H, but he's pretty much saying fuck Hell Gang. So it's kind of sad because, Filthy and Mozzie, they was one mob. They was nice. You feel me? They was two, you know, stacked to Oakland head honchos. Something happened and they beefing. But, as y'all may know, last year there was a lot of, back and forth songs like Chill Felipe, Big 5'9", and I thought that shit was dead, but then Mozzie, as Mozzie does, you feel me, he kind of brought it back up in the Beyond Bulletproof album, and then Philly just responding. So again, I hope nobody gets hurt, you feel me. I mean, I'm the street pharmacist. I mean, that's my side hustle, but we don't got to go into that. But I mean, I'm the, you feel me, the hood narrator. So I like, you feel me, I want y'all to know, I don't want no bodies to be dropped because of this. But like I mentioned, one of Mozzie's top shooters, man, Snubzilla, Underworld Zilla, the boss of Underworld Zilla, was just released a couple weeks ago. He got a couple videos out, and Filthy better stop talking on the Hell Gang, because they got shooters, boy. You feel me? Shooter Gang Coney, Shooter Gang Ginobili, man. They got, I mean, as any gang, they got motherfuckers with the filmies. And they both got money, so they could buy artillery. So I hope this all stays on wax. But it's, you know, it's beef, you feel me? It might be a cold summer, but, you know, I just had to get this to y'all live and direct, man. Again, I'm breaking down that two of the bands, Filthy Rich, LaToya Luckett, which is funny because LaToya Luckett is a singer. That's why I can see where they got the wordplay from. But we just breaking it down, man. Filthy came with that fire. I can't wait to see what Mozzie responds with. But you feel me? It's going to be a cold summer, man. I hope everybody's staying safe with the corona. You feel me? I appreciate all the emails, all the love and support, man. I'm trying to get this channel to boom, you feel me? My bad for some of the, you know, the down... I'm trying to get back to a regular schedule, maybe every week. I gotta give y'all this, you know, hits for the streets, man. It's your boy Coach, man, the hood narrator, man, and I'm out. So Sacramento, I'm here today with a heavy heart to go over one of our fallen soldiers that we lost. NorCal, man, we on the map for this music shit. I mean, Mozzie got the torch, but now he opened up the lane for all other fellow NorCal to shine. But we lost Briss today, man. It's a sad day. Briss was an up-and-coming artist from that Fruit Ridge, that 4200 block of Fruit Ridge, man. And ironically, he died from a gunshot wound. He actually died on Fruit Ridge, bruh. It's crazy, man. My heart goes out to his family. He was an up-and-coming artist, and he had really good swag. They call him Tricky Dance Moves. He got blappers out there, man. He was going to be the next one up. Long live Briss, Bridge and Peace Briss. He has some good ones out there. It's crazy. He just came out with a song called I Need Hammy, probably 2 days before his death. And how ironic, he got shot. So he needed that hammy. But it's just crazy, man. You know, I'm taking all you guys' emails, any questions you have about the situation. I'm tapped in, like I said. I know a little bit more than the regular dude, but it's sad. He has a memorial out there for him. He got this on license plate that wasn't published, but it goes Yankee. Pa-pa-pa-pa, that's that Briss, that pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, you feel me? He got that nice little flow. He's from the trenches, though, you feel me? I've been on Briss for about 3 years. Some people just got on him recently, but he's an up-and-coming artist. Craziest thing about this is the day of his death, he was on Instagram. He was on Instagram Live, dodging traffic. He looked scared, like he looked like someone was on him. And it's crazy he died that same night. A lot of people call him a stepper. A stepper is somebody who you know, catches bodies, who goes on drills and eliminates people. So if he really was a stepper, you live by the gun, die by the gun. It's like, it's sad, but it's like he probably caught bodies before this. So it's just, you know, a favor for a favor type thing. But I really like Briss. His flow was just uncanny. He had that grimy, that grit and grimy. He talked about, you know, the trenches. Fruit Ridge is a big street, but it's not, nobody has the throne for Fruit Ridge. So he's a Ridge dude. He reps it in all his songs. He just came back from East Oakland, ESO. Made a song with Filthy called Kamikaze. Look that up. That shit goes yay, yay. He's on the course. It's crazy. He has an I Love Fruit Ridge shirt on in that video. So peep it when you can. The I Need Hammy song just went over 1 million views. So run up those numbers, because even though he's not here, his family can still eat off that. So I always like to do that to pay homage to the legends that we lost. Like I said, he could flow pretty good. Let me think. Briss, man. I mean, he was a blood, obviously by the name Briss, because his name was Christopher Treadwell, but he went by the stage name, moniker was Briss. Another good song I like of his is Jokes Up with EBK Young Jock. Let me see. Me Important, that's a good one, because he just got out of jail. Sad thing, he just got out of jail, sat down for the hammy, and now he's out, and then he got smacked. And that's the life of the streets, code of the streets. You know, I'm always reporting here to you guys for the So Sacramento podcast, because I got a love for rap music, especially NorCal rap music. It's just sad to see somebody, he was 24, hasn't even hit his prime yet. Like I said, he can catch the flow really good. Listen for yourself. He got talent. Like, the man was going to be the next one up. It's just sad to see him go. They call him Tricky Dance Moves because he would do his little dance. All his little songs. And like I said, he was booming. He was on his way up and up. He was pretty much already that guy in NorCal. And then he was just, you know, getting weight. The rest of the world was just waiting to see him. He's that boy Briss. I need hammy. For the novices, I forgot, you know, hammy, ham and cheese is your personal firearm. So he ironically, since he got shot on Fruit Ridge, he needed a hammy. If you're a felon, you can't buy him legally, but I swear all the felons I know, and I'm not gonna speak on names, they all got hammy though. So it's like crazy that you can't get one legally, but everybody got one. Let's take a look. I'm going to go into the sponsor, and then we're going to come back, take a look at some more Briss. I'll play some interludes so you can see what that man was putting down on the beats. You feel me?